What is good, good people? You are now listening to another episode of At the Plate with Danny Foxworth. I am your humble narrator, Danny Foxworth, and today just going over some things in the baseball world that caught my eyes and ears. So I'm going to start off with the local team, the Charleston River Dogs, the home squad, your two-time defending Carolina League champions. They beat the Myrtle Beach Pelicans on Saturday and clinched themselves another spot in the Carolina League playoffs. So how the playoff system works in the Carolina League is whoever has the best record in the first and second half of the seasons in both divisions of the league, they clinch themselves a playoff spot. So I'm anxious to see if the River Dogs can pull off this three-peat, man. I don't know if this has ever been done in minor league baseball, but this would be cool if it does happen. Now, getting to my beloved Texas Rangers, they cannot catch a break with this damn bullpen. They can't get right. Roldis Chapman, signed him. Had a spark when he started, but this man has crashed back down to earth. Something serious. Just throwing nothing but walks. Well, hell, I can't put all the blame on him. Pretty much all of the relievers are for the Rangers. I mean, 2 weeks ago, they played the Mets, and in spectacular fashion, they lose the game on a walk-off hit by pitch. It's ridiculous. They are currently tied with the Astros for second place in the AL West. Mariners currently atop the division. And at the time of this recording, which is Monday, the Rangers and Astros have a three-game series playing each other. And hopefully the Rangers can create some distance. It's put up a shut-up time this month of September because on top of that, seven out of the Rangers' last 10 games are against the Mariners. So they really, really have their work cut out for them. And hopefully this bullpen can act right. I'm not getting my hopes up, but I've seen stranger things happen. Ronald Acuna. What can I say about this guy, man? I'm officially out of superlatives for this dude. He's had one hell of a week last week. I mean, became the first MLB player to hit 30 home runs and steal 60 bases in the same season. Got married that day. And then that night, this man goes out and hits a grand slam against the Dodgers. I mean, he's, again, out of superlatives. This man can do it all. My hands down, my favorite player of the league. This guy right here. And you know, in the National League, it's looking interesting, especially in this wild card, this playoff standings. The third wild card spot is currently a four-way tie between the Diamondbacks, the Marlins, the Cubs, and the Reds. And it's really going down to the wire. And I'm got my eyes glued on that. Even though, you know, I'm all Rangers, I got to look at it. It's hard to not pay attention when you see something like this in the standings. It was a four-way tie for the last wild card spot. Yeah, I'm all in on that. And them poor Royals, I got to say. I feel so bad for them. They won the World Series back in 2015 and proceeded to go from sugar to absolute shit. They've now overtaken the Oakland A's for the worst record in Major League Baseball. They are currently 42-96. They've only won 30% of their games this year. You hate to see it. Shout out to the Royals, though. That's, to this day, that's still my favorite ballpark. And got to meet Mr. Buck O'Neill there, which you've probably already heard in previous episodes. But yeah, the Royals have a soft spot in my heart. But shit ain't going their way this year. And it's, you hate to see it. And lastly, it was a very, very pleasant surprise on Pluto TV. For those of y'all that follow me know that a lot of my TV watching consists of watching the Bob Barker era episodes of the Price is Right channel on Pluto TV, which RIP to Bob Barker. But I was pleasantly surprised to find in the sports section of Pluto TV that there's an MLB channel there, and they played all of the classic playoff games from my childhood. They played the Reds-Pirates NLCS from 1990. They played the infamous Sid Bream game in 92 between the Pirates and Braves, where Sid slid home and clinched the NL pennant for the Braves. And then yesterday they played the 93 World Series between Phillies and Blue Jays when Joe Carter hit that walk-off grand slam. And in a previous episode, I talked about me placing $20 on the Blue Jays in that series against my man Clarence Jameson, who picked the Phillies. And I got my $20. Joe Carter was I was just as jubilant as Joe Carter was, because you know how much money you can, you know how much candy you can get for $20 back in 93? That $20 went a long way with some blow pops and Skittles. But those are just some of the things that have caught my eye in baseball. And thank you for listening. And I'm going to have a guest on for the next episode, which will be at the end of this week. And make sure you like, make sure you download, make sure you subscribe to At the Plate with Danny Foxworth. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm at Danny Foxworth 843. You can find the visual medium of this podcast, both At the Plate and Since We Last Spoke, my other podcast. And thank you all for listening. This has been another episode of At the Plate with Danny Foxworth. And until next time, y'all be good. Three strikes.